What's up, guys? This is GT3 tuning in. This is my first podcast. What I wanted to talk about today was social media and the gratification that comes behind it. I know most of us are Twitter users, Facebook users, Instagram users, Snapchat users, users of all different types of apps. And the world of applications is awesome. You can create practically anything, any game. You know, you just need a certain code, a coder, and boom, you have an app. And, you know, we've been using these apps for years. I mean, these have been a part of our life for almost a decade now. And what it's turned into, in my opinion, is it's not just a place, you know, to post your thoughts, but it's almost a place to kind of like both lament and to gain like gratification because you're not getting it in, you know, reality. And it's so easy just to run on Twitter and tweet something and everybody favors it. Okay, people like me. Wow, I feel great now. You know, it's kind of scary because, you know, it's almost like Black Mirror, where, you know, season 3, episode 1, the redhead lady, I can't remember her name, but she lived in a society where, you know, everything was based off of likes. And if you got, you know, more likes, you're liked more. You're allowed to be amongst people who are liked. And if you're not, you fall below that threshold or that, you know, that median, you know, you're screwed and you have to work your way up. And that's what I feel like a lot of people want to do. And when they don't get that, they get kind of frustrated. So they go on and Twitter kind of bash others. And then it's just this whole cycle of bashing, gratification. You know, everybody wants to be gratified, you know, because, you know, I see somebody getting gratified. I see him getting gratified. You know, where's my gratification? You know, so, oh, shit, I need to post my moves. You know, whatever. Okay, whatever I'm doing, I need to post it. Whatever, so people can like what I'm doing. And it's almost come to a thing where it's like, are you posting for gratification? Or are you posting because you really mean it? You know, if I really mean something, you know, I mean, you're going to know it. I mean, if you're just constantly posting every micro accomplishment, are you really making moves? And I see a lot of people, I know a lot of people personally, you know, who do that. And then you talk to them and they really can't tell you shit about it. And it's kind of like, well, you know, why would you post something if you don't really 100% represent that? I mean, my phone broke in August, so I really haven't been posting many of my accomplishments on social media. And what I've learned from that is, do I really need to? I mean, I've been to a plethora of conferences with many local optometrists in my area, and I've been personally invited, you know, sharing multiple emails. It's almost to the point where I kind of feel like one because I've been around them so much. And you know, nobody really sees any of that stuff. Do I need to post it? No. Because it's not a finished accomplishment. It's not a finished task. I'm still persevering and I'm still pursuing that goal, which, you know, my goal probably won't be finished until I'm dead. I want to work on something forever, you know, and then people like just love to post every little thing, every step of the way to get that gratification. Well, that gratification is also a distraction because we all know when we post something, we're stuck in that little, 30 minute little bubble of waiting for likes and stuff like that. So that takes time out of our day. We get that like, or, you know, we just feed off of that fake energy. That's not real. I mean, Twitter doesn't exist beyond your phone. You know, as soon as you turn your phone off, Twitter's gone. That's gone. The people who like your stuff is gone. It's not in your reality. And it's kind of disheartening when in reality, you're not getting as much gratification. Just because everybody lives in that world of Twitter because it's right there and that's where all that stuff goes. And then you don't get it in reality and then you kind of live in this kind of depressed state of wow, because you really don't know what's on everybody's mind in reality. But, you know, on Twitter, you get to see everything, all sides, all facets of people. So it's just come to that point where it's like, is social media detrimental? I mean, even when it comes to problems, I mean, like, you know, the past week or two, or the shooting down in Florida. I mean, once again, I saw Jimmy, you know, crying and then bashing Trump for, you know, not really doing anything about it and not saying the right thing. Well, then that's it. That's as far as anything ever goes. I mean, it gets 50,000, 100,000 retweets. People like it. And that's it. That's the gratification. People don't feel like they need to say anything or do anything else. That's no longer gone. I mean, Colin Kaepernick's not tweeting. He's probably out there grinding right now. I mean, he said what he wanted to do, and now he's off. I feel like the people who are like posting constantly what they're doing, what moves they're making, those aren't really the move makers. I mean, I know so many people who are going to med school who don't have Twitters, who have their own businesses, who don't really, you know, they don't get online that much. And granted, you know, of course, that might slow them down a little bit as far as like worldly views and worldly opinions. But at the end of the day, why would you want to be on something that's toxic? I mean, most of the conversations that I see every day go on Twitter are sex, and maybe a little bit more sex. I mean, it's just insane nowadays. I mean, it's come to the point where we just want that gratification so bad when we don't get it. And it's just really, really, really affecting people in a negative way. So I just want to ask, you know, for those who've listened, to take the time to really consider, you know, is this the healthiest thing for me? Am I done yet? And if I'm not done yet, why am I going to post something that's incomplete or incomplete? So, you know, just one of the thoughts of the day. Tune in for another podcast, probably coming out later this week. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. All love to everybody. Signing out.